Thousands of people gathered for anti-government protests following a call from the heterogeneous protest group Holyshovska Vizva or Holyshovska Appeal. Among their main demands is the resignation of the current government as well as a new law that would introduce automatic referenda. Analysts say that the demonstrations, which last week were held not only in Prague but also in cities across the country, could herald a new era of escalating public frustration with the government's policies and harsh austerity measures. Political pundit Jiří Pehe speaks about the aims of the new protest movement and its significance.
The main demand of the Holyshovska Vizva is to somehow get rid of the current government and force the president to step down, but in more general terms, to establish a government of experts and also, if possible, to, let's say, enrich the current democratic system by strong elements of direct democracy.
And how realistic would you say is it that their demands in any form are implemented?
I don't think that Holyshovska Vizva is very realistic. It's one of the initiatives that I think really originates in a high level of frustration in Czech society with government politics, but more generally, frustration with the democratic system, which people who have joined this initiative see as corrupt. They explicitly talk about corruption and need to fight corruption. So I think that it is, in a way, an exclamation mark, this initiative, but not really very realistic in practical terms.
You mentioned that they are feeding on the current frustration with corruption in the country. What does it say about the political situation in the Czech Republic that Czechs who are not really known for taking to the streets to voice their opinion in recent months have been doing so more frequently?
Analysts and observers of Czech politics have warned for some time that something like Holyshovska Vizva could be coming, that the level of frustration among ordinary citizens very high, that they have no way to express their feelings about what the government is doing but protest, and that in fact there is a high potential for initiatives with a strongly populist appeal, which will have no clear program but basically will ask for the demolition or destruction of the current democratic system. And this is exactly what's happening. The government is not very responsive, and it really is not trying to engage in any kind of dialogue with the society, the opposition, about its reforms and cuts. And this is the kind of situation which could be potentially explosive, where people really don't see any other way but take to the streets.
And yesterday on Czech TV, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has said that the protesters and their demands are at odds with basic principles of democracy. How productive do you think is this stance, and do you think it is a valid assessment of this current protest movement?
Analyze the text of Holyshovska Vizva, then one could agree with Minister Kalousek that this movement has strong anti-democratic elements or dimension built into it. On the other hand, one has to see that the government doesn't really behave always in a very democratic way either, that it really ignores protests from the people, it ignores the opposition, it pushes through its so-called reforms in a way that many people consider anti-democratic. And on top of that, it institutes more and more cuts and reforms in a situation in which there are high levels of corruption everywhere. And so people feel that they are basically made victims by the government of this of their efforts to reform the economy.
And lastly, how do you expect the situation to develop? Do you think the protests and the frustration will further escalate?
My feeling is that Holyshovska Vizva may continue in some form, but it will not become a mass movement simply because its demands are, in my opinion, too confused, and they don't offer any clear alternative. So I would see this initiative as kind of initiative which may stir things up and maybe prepare ground for other movements.
That was political analyst Yiji Pehe speaking there about the recent anti-government protests. And if you have an opinion to share on this issue, we would, of course, appreciate it if you weighed in on Facebook. You can do so by liking Radio Prague on Facebook and becoming one of our followers.